Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of A Good Drop, where every other week or so we hit up the local port to try the port.
That's right. Today we are going classy. Blind classy.
Blind classy.
To blind taste test port slash tawny.
I'm Stu.
I'm Michael.
Cheers.
Cheers. Ready to see what's what in the world.
Blackboard. We don't actually know if what we're drinking today is tawny or port or some other local varietal of port.
Yes, we don't know if any of these three mystery bottles are actually
the real thing.
Well, yes, are actually the real thing, or yeah. if they're just port style.
It's been a while. I suppose we should do it like a quick refresher because it's been literal years since we talked about port.
That's true. So it is a fortified wine.
Of the red grape variety.
Yes, and naturally it, as the name suggests, should come from Portugal.
But if it doesn't, it's got a local name, I suppose. In Australia, we call it tawny. I'm not actually sure if they call it any other, if there's another name for it in other countries. But I don't recall ever seeing port that, I've only ever seen port that is actual port from Portugal or tawny from Australia.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that's all I've seen as well. But I guess we have a lot of local wine producers here.
Oh yeah.
And a very large selection of locally produced tawnies.
Yeah. And some very good stuff too.
Yes, so it wouldn't surprise me at all if there is other stuff coming from other places, but we're only bothering to import port.
Yeah, that honestly wouldn't surprise me. Like I'm fairly certain. Oh, never mind. I have seen Italian bubbly.
Yes, it does exist.
Yeah. And I've seen it in Australia. So, all right. I suppose we should get straight to it. We can't really tell which bottle's the tallest. So these are currently arranged in a triangle, Mikkel. Which should we pick first? There is no middle bottle.
Yes, there is no middle bottle. So let's just get cracking on the one that is furthest from me.
This one. All right. We haven't taken the photo yet either. Should we do that at the end?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it at the end. Yep.
Take them out of the package? Or?
Oh, that ruins it for everybody.
All right. Leave them in the package.
Yeah.
All right. So the closest.
It's always a picture of the bottle, isn't it? Of the bag, isn't it?
Yeah. Of the bags.
Blinders? Yeah.
So, there's some stuff written on the top that
we need to very carefully not look at.
Well, it says GP. I've got no idea what that is, really. I don't really know much about port aside from a company called Brown Brothers or Penfolds. Or the real cheap stuff that you get in a wooden box.
Oh, yes.
Most of the ports I've seen come with a cork for a lid or a top, and this one is no exception. So, nice crisp sound. It's got an OG port, an OG cork, like actual cork instead of synthetic cork. All right, let's pour these. I realized after I got home after picking these up this afternoon that I don't actually own any port glasses. So we're using the next best thing according to a website called Wine Folly, and they said that champagne or sparkling wine glasses is the closest thing to a proper port or liqueur glass.
Yes, champagne flute, to be precise. You wouldn't want to be trying to drink it out of a champagne saucer.
No. No. Yes, we need to be specific in that regard. So, 75 mil or 3 ounces. That's probably about there.
Yes, because ideally you should drink it out of a port or sherry glass, which just looks like a tiny red wine glass, really.
Hmm. Yeah, and Wine Folly said... Oops. Wine Folly also said that white wine glasses are the third best thing if you haven't got sparkling.
Good to know.
Hmm. Just a little bit of trivia. So, it's red, but it leans towards more of the brown end of the spectrum, I guess.
Yes, it is a very browny color. It actually reminds me somewhat of a, ironically, a porter.
Yeah. More red than that, certainly. Oh, yeah. But yeah, that kind of tone, I suppose, tone of brown.
Yeah, the nose is quite sweet, a little bit fruity.
Smells, there's very strong plum notes or prune notes.
Yeah, very strong prune I'm getting from this.
It smells quite nice. But, you know, that's what, I was expecting that.
Oh, yes. I mean, this is dare I say it, and not for, you know, not attempting to sound ageist here, but port-style fortified wines, and sherry-style fortified wines as well, let's be honest, are at their most popular among a certain age group who also happen to like prunes.
Yeah, fair. But anyway, this smells quite nice.
It does.
We have a mix of drinks today. We have a $10 bottle of port or tawny. Port or port style, we have a $30 bottle and we have a $50 bottle, rounding up to a total of 100 Australian dollars. That, of course, is going to change. Those prices for what we're drinking is going to change based on where you are. But the guy in the bottle in our favorite bottle shop, he said that that's a very good range, and he also threw in a curveball.
Yeah, very good. And yeah, certainly one of the cheaper ones, if it's an Australian, could well actually be much more expensive in the US or Canada.
Mm.
I know I have family over that way who drink Australian wines, and, you know, bottles that I would get here for what I would consider to be very reasonable are premium expensive wines over there.
Mm.
And because they're good wines, but they're local, so we get them cheap.
Mm. No import duties for us.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, enough waffle. Let's taste it. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, it's almost thick.
Yeah, it is quite viscous and a little bit bitey at the back.
Mm. There doesn't seem to be that complex a flavor, though. But not bad.
Yeah, no, it's quite, I mean, initially sweet. It doesn't, like the fruits that are strong on the nose aren't actually particularly present on the palate.
Mm.
Which is surprising.
Well, I'm not really surprised because that happens quite often with wine.
Well, it does. It does. But I know with a lot of tawnies, you taste what you smell.
Mm.
And I was hoping for that here to some extent.
But today is not that day.
No, today is not that day.
Well, this drink is not that drink. It's quite pleasant, though. It's quite drinkable.
Yeah. Yeah, quite smooth. That's a little bit bitey. I just kind of washed it around in my mouth a bit. And towards the front of the palate, it almost seemed I know, a little bit like heavily tannic on the front of the tongue. I don't know. I mean, give it a...
Yeah. I can see that. That'd be from the red wine grapes.
Yeah, probably.
And the grape skins.
And whichever ones they chose to use in this particular port style fortified.
Mm. But it's very syrupy sweet.
Yes.
Which, I've had a few ports, and that... When I buy the cheaper ones, they tend to taste more like a syrup, I guess.
Yeah, because they all tend to have a viscosity to them. They're all a bit more syrupy than a regular wine, because of course they are. They're fortified.
Well, and they've got a lot more sugar to them, too.
Yes.
And that's, of course, going to make everything more viscous, more thick. But, you know, we don't have that much experience with port overall, so I'd be happy to have this one.
Yeah, oh, it's pleasant, without a doubt. But I'm curious to compare it to the others.
Me too. Because
I'm not yet game to try and guess where it lies.
Oh, no, I couldn't tell you at all.
Well, let's move on to bottle the second, then.
We should. Shall we take our time finishing these ones?
Oh, yes, let's. Okay, we are back and ready for the second bottle, and I'm going to pick the next furthest away. Because all things must have order.
Yeah.
Oh no. I've seen the top.
Oh.
It has words. I recognize them.
Oh, no.
I've got my thumb over it now, but it's... not sure if it's wax or plastic. It's...
Probably aluminium.
Yeah. Made to look like wax.
Mm.
It's pretending to be classy.
You know what that means? You've judged a bottle by its cover.
I have, and the fact that I've seen what it says on that cover.
Mm. It's a very distinctive colour as well.
Yeah, it's very hard not to know what it is if you're familiar with port.
Although I haven't seen a red cap before.
Yeah, it's an actual cork too.
Yeah. Man, cork's such a fascinating material, isn't it?
It really is. And it makes such an immense difference. There's a satisfaction to uncorking a bottle.
Mm.
And it saddens me that so many wines these days are screw tops rather than having a cork.
Yeah.
But if you take a bottle out for dinner somewhere that allows you to bring your own, they'll still charge you for corkage when all they've done is unscrew the top.
Well, they can't really charge you for screwage because that's something else entirely.
Yes. I mean, if they just changed it to glass cost, where they're charging you to rent a glass, call it glass rental.
Yeah.
But then people would take their own glass. I would.
I guess. But it's like a legacy phrase, I guess. Kind of like the save icon is a floppy disk.
Yes, and a lot of people these days don't even know what a floppy disk is.
Yeah, 3.5-inch floppy. With the
now people think a 3.5-inch floppy is something entirely different.
Oh dear, let's pull that up just in case, because I don't actually recognize it.
Oh, you don't recognize it? No. I immediately didn't. If I were to tilt this up,
don't.
You would see what I couldn't help but see. And
do you see what I see?
Well, I saw more than you have seen.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
So, glass, bottle the second.
Bottle the second. The nose.
Oh, wow, that's so different. It almost smells minty.
Yeah.
Minty and very fresh.
Yes, minty fresh. Like toothpaste. Well, no, not like toothpaste. It smells nothing like toothpaste, but it does smell... It
smells like a minty wine.
Yeah, there's... the nose is more subtle, I think. I'm having to really get my nose in it to smell a lot out of it. Other than, I guess, a mint leaf sort of smell.
Yeah.
Specifically, because, of course, there can be, you know, those mint lollies have a flavor after dinner, well, have a smell. After dinner mints have a different mint smell.
Yeah.
A fisherman's friend has a different mint smell again.
But you're talking about a mint leaf.
Yes, I'm talking specifically about the mint leaf from the plant, not the mint leaf
lolly.
Lolly slash candy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Gotcha. Well, I suppose we need to taste it. It still smells fruity and tannic, but not as syrupy or plummy as or pruny as the first one.
Yes, most everything else is very subtle.
Yeah. Color is, like, it's not as dark either.
No, it's a much more ruby color, I think, when I hold it up to the light.
Almost like an orangey red.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
As am I.
Intrigued. Cheers.
Cheers.
It still tastes kind of minty.
Yeah. Surprisingly so. It's a little bit... I felt like it was a little bit bitier than the other one.
Yeah.
But
not quite as smooth.
Yeah, but it mellows down and does sort of have that minty, fresh kind of effect. And
it's a little more kind of bitter as well. And yeah, leaves a bit of a tingle on your tongue. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, it is definitely that little bit more bitter. It hits different parts of the palate to the previous one.
I can... Ooh. That's definitely boozy. You can really feel the booze on that one.
Yeah, like you don't taste it. No. It doesn't taste heavily alcoholic.
No, but once you've finished that mouthful, it... and you start breathing out, you can feel the warmth creeping in from the back of your throat.
Yeah. Yes, this is the sort of port-style fortified I could imagine my great-grandmother drinking before bed. It's exactly what she used to do every night. Drink a tawny glass of tawny or two before bed.
A nightcap.
Yes, exactly, a nightcap.
Yeah, it doesn't taste as sweet either.
Yeah, no, not nearly as sweet.
This is really interesting.
And I'm actually having trouble because they're so different. I'm having trouble deciding which I like more.
Well, first impression is I like the first one more, but I haven't tasted anything like this, so it's going to take some warming up to.
That's it, exactly, that it's so different. That you've kind of got to give it some space.
Yeah.
Some time.
Indeed. And now that I can sort of smell past that minty smell, it has more of a classic Shiraz smell, don't you think? Like more of a Shiraz or a red wine smell.
Yeah.
Because the tannins are quite prominent on that one.
Oh, they definitely are, yes.
And, well, maybe not a Shiraz, but certainly a tannic red wine.
But yeah, the more I sit on it and sip at it, I feel the aftertaste, the lingering mouthfeel is sweeter than from the first. Like, while the drink itself is less sweet.
Yeah. I think this is the top drop because it's odd. It's odd. It's complex. It's interesting.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise me at all. I'm trying not to give anything away because I saw the branding emblazoned on the top of the bottle when I opened it. But
it's hard not to with some of these bottles.
Well, that's what they want. They want you to see it front and center. They want you to know what you've bought.
Yeah. And we don't.
Yeah.
We don't want to know what we've got until we've tried it. But on that note, let's put the rest of this aside so we can compare back to back. And let's open bottle the third. So I'm going to pick the furthest one away from me as well.
Yes, the last one. Bottle the third, Esquire.
All right. And...
Oh, well, there is nothing written on the top of the label. There is a subtle logo that I'm guessing is less subtle underneath the black covering.
No, it's just like holes. But there is writing. I can see the top of some writing underneath the thing. Oh, I think I need a waiter's friend for this one.
Oh, is it actual wax?
No, it just doesn't have a pull tab somewhere.
Oh, can I have a gander at it? It may just be lower down.
No, you're not allowed to look at it, Mickle. even if there is, it's safer not to.
Yes, that's true. We do not want to see what cannot be unseen.
So that's different. I haven't had to open a bottle of wine with a waiter's friend in years.
I have. There's one that I particularly like that actually uses a cork with wax over it.
Ooh.
They are becoming much rarer, though.
Yeah. Very much so. All righty. Just clearing up some of the little plastic bits. May have gone a bit overboard on the waiter friending.
Yes, you've left enough there to slice your hand open.
Don't say that. It's plastic. It won't happen.
Yeah. Now, is that a... That's another cork.
Yeah. And this is a whole piece of cork, by the looks of it. Same as bottle the second.
Yeah, so no synthetic corks today, but quality corks on the second and third bottles.
Hmm. Intriguing. Yeah, the first one was like chipboard cork.
Yeah. Still technically genuine cork, just cheaper.
Just piecemeal. I'm going to peel the rest of the plastic off because there is writing on it, and I don't. And it's quite close to the top, and I don't want to see it.
Oh no, I've seen it.
No, you haven't.
Oh, I did. It's gold. It's cursive.
Doesn't really narrow it down much. At least.
No, I'm not telling you what it says. That's.
Oh.
I'm describing it to you so you know I saw it. But I don't recognize it. I'm not. Well. I wasn't able to read both words. I'm not familiar enough with it. I wasn't able to read the entirety of any of it, actually.
Good.
But I recognized some letters. It contains vowels.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's all given away now.
It's light in colour. Like the first couple of pours, I thought this was like a white port.
Yeah, well. The colour of this is actually somewhat reminiscent of a dark amber ale.
Hmm. Interesting. So the lid is back on. Guess what, Mickle? We went from tallest to shortest.
Well, there you go. It's almost like I knew.
Maybe. All right. Yeah, this is very light in colour. Very much towards the orange... Sorry, I'll speak into the mic. Very much towards the orange end of the spectrum. Orangey yellow. But still, you know, red.
Mm, but it smells ludicrously sweet after the last one.
Wow. And that pruny smell, but more sweet, more complex, I think.
Yeah, it's... I think there's a bit more stone fruit in it.
Hmm.
Not that prunes aren't a kind of stone fruit, I think.
They are. They're made from plums.
Yes, that's what I thought, yes. But you know, more fresh stone fruit rather than just dried stone fruit smell.
It smells more like a dessert wine than a typical port. There's less tannins. It reminds me of the Botrytis Semillon that we had from the noble one that we did in our Botrytis.
Oh yes, the smell is definitely reminiscent of that.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, in that regard, this smell is actually also somewhat reminiscent of a sherry, which is more of a dessert fortified.
But not sweet at all.
Yeah.
Still don't like sherry.
But you can feed cakes with it.
You can feed cakes with port too.
Or rum, or pretty much anything else.
Or brandy.
Yes.
Most people do it with brandy.
Yeah, lots and lots and lots and lots of brandy. Though Christmas is coming at time of recording, well, about a far, far too close for my likings, and it's the time for people to be feeding ball-shaped things with rum.
Indeed. Well, shall we taste?
Yes, let's.
Cheers.
Cheers. Oh, that's different.
Yeah.
It's like really
almost a little tart.
I was thinking that exact same thing.
Yeah. Very sweet still.
Yeah, sweet, but then there's that sort of it with the
and no tannins.
Yeah, none. Just it immense
teeny tiny bit.
But it's almost like I feel as though a lemon tart would be less tart than this.
Yeah. I get that. I can see that. Different again. This guy really has thrown us a curveball.
Oh, yeah.
Thrown us a few. Wow. They are all so different.
Yeah.
How interesting. I don't know what to think about this one.
Yeah, me either.
It's sweet and sugary on the aftertaste, but but also sweet but tart on the front of the palate.
Yeah, I mean, if we're before going back and doing direct comparisons, if we are basing just off complexity, I feel like this would have to be number two, and the one we had first would have to be
the cheapest. I mean, that hasn't really we haven't really gone wrong with that yet.
No, because even on the Hogs 3, which we both love so much and I keep coming back to because it's so smooth and so easy to drink, it lacks complexity. That's the giveaway.
Yeah. And that pattern has followed us throughout the blind tasting episodes. The real cheap ones are easy to drink because they keep trying. The people who buy it, if they know their booze, they buy us the really good, cheap ones and the not-so-good, expensive ones.
Yeah.
To try and even out the playing field. But it kind of makes it easy for us because the good, cheap ones are so easy to drink but not complex.
Yeah, whereas the cheaper, complex ones try too hard.
It's just balls to the wall. It's just all in with no thought towards smoothness.
Yeah. And then oftentimes the more expensive one is just freaking wild with the flavor profiles.
Yeah. Yeah, which is what is making me think that this middle one is our top drop. The top one.
Because you thought that about the last one.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The middle one.
The one in the middle. Yes. Because this is not the one in the middle.
No.
Because you said this middle one, but this is not the one in the middle.
This middle one that I'm pointing at that no one else can see.
Well, that's exactly right. The listeners can't see that. You can't see what we're talking about here, but just the one in the middle. We're talking about the one in the middle.
The second one we'd had, the one that was minty.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what's making me think that this second one is the most expensive. But it remains to be seen.
Well, yes, and until we do the reveal, it will remain to be seen. Yeah.
Shall we do that now?
Well, we should do the direct comparisons first.
All right. So, going backwards from the current one.
Yes.
yeah, it's so different from the other two, which is good. Mm. I'm kind of glad that we got three totally different ones, because it makes it harder.
Mm. It's really tart, but it's not bitey.
No. And you can't feel the warmth coming in from the back of the throat once you start breathing out again.
Yeah, you feel that warmth from your core rather than
from the back of the throat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And here we are sweating on a hot summer's day, summer's evening, when it's been raining for the last week and a half.
Hot, humid summer's evening.
Mm.
Perfect day for port.
Yeah. So, number two. Yeah, still smells minty, but those tannins are coming more to the front on the smell.
Yeah. And it's still very smooth but complex, and that aftertaste.
Wild. Mm. So different. And then Lucky First.
Yeah.
Whoa. That is so sweet.
Yeah, that's...
So sweet.
There is, after the other two, there is no doubt in my mind, the one thing I'm willing to say, lock it in.
Yep.
The first was the cheapest.
This is the cheap.
Because
if
you want to just override the bad flavors, sweet the ever-loving crap out of it. It's too sweet to taste anything else.
Mm. Yeah.
Compared to the other ones, so sweet.
Definitely. All right, let's reveal one to three. So this first one, the one that we both reckon is the cheapest, it is, drum roll, Galway Pipe Grand Tawny 12-year. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not that expensive, but I can't remember.
Because aging is pretty normal for a tawny.
Yeah. Oh, no, not necessarily. Hmm.
This could be the curly one. This could be the curveball that's absolutely hit us for six.
Yeah.
And resulted in...
The mid-price. This could be the mid-price, actually. Grand Tawny.
Let's reveal the others and then have a look at the receipt.
Yeah. Bottle the second.
It is a Penfolds.
Penfolds Club. That's our cheap one, Mickle. Penfolds is $10 a bottle.
Because
I know that one.
Yeah, because I saw the brand, and Penfolds also make nice ones. Really nice ones.
Yes. They make everything from $10 or $5 a bottle up to $200+ dollars a bottle. Here we are, umming and ahhing over whether this middle one's the expensive or not.
Though, if that is the cheap one, it's a diamond in the rough.
Yeah.
To be sure.
To be sure. And bottle the third. I'll make it easier on myself. We have Mr. Pickwick's Particular Tawny, Saltram Wine Estate. Yeah, this one was wild. I reckon this is what the guy thought was the curveball. Because it's...
Very different.
Yeah. The story of Mr. Pickwick and his particular tawny. Far out. This is pretty boozy, though. This is 19.5%.
Well, and
the first one that we thought...
Yeah, the Galway Pipe is 17.8.
1.8. And the Penfolds is... Where is it? 17.5. But this tasted the booziest.
It did.
Maybe that was the giveaway for cheap port.
Mmm. It's different for every drink.
Mmm. And we're not port drinkers, so...
No, well, and generally, if you're drinking just one, you don't notice those little nuances per se, unless you drink it all the time.
Yeah.
In which case, of course, you would.
Mm. So, I left the receipt over here somewhere. Is it underneath that? It is.
It is, yes. I put it safely underneath the box. So we couldn't accidentally reveal the hidden secrets within.
Well, I folded it up pretty tight. So, Penfold Club 20. Yep, $10. Mr. Pickwick's Fortified, $58.99.
So that was... We were right on which one was the most expensive.
The end one.
Yes.
Yep, number three. And Galway Pipe Tawny, $31.99,
$32. We did think the third was the most expensive, didn't we?
No.
I thought it was the one in the middle.
We were leaning towards the one in the middle.
Mm.
Because the flavors were weird for a port.
Yes.
But
that was why we also thought it might have been the most expensive, because yep. Sometimes they
throw weird in there.
They go weird, yeah.
Yeah. But this... But now that I know the prices of all three of them, it kind of makes sense. And... somewhat. But the cheap still tastes... Like the Penfolds is the booziest. It had that port has the cheap middle expensive pattern, but we didn't recognize it.
Yeah, because we were looking at complexity levels rather than the boozy flavor.
Yeah, well, we were looking for the wrong kind of complexity, I think, because this seems to track differently to spirits.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. So cheap spirits, cheap good spirits, smooth. Good expensive spirits, complex and smooth. And the one in the middle is at the mid-range of all of them. But that pattern doesn't fit. How interesting.
Yeah, it was from... Like I found the Penfolds Club quite enjoyable.
Mm. Well, you can keep that one. I wasn't too sure on the aftertaste of it. But very interesting nonetheless.
Yes, definitely interesting.
And the Galway Pipe is really quite sweet.
Mm, so sweet.
And I wonder if that's hiding that complexity.
It might be. And perhaps if you drink a lot of... Perhaps if a person drinks a lot of sweet port-style fortifieds, they would get the complexity that's in the Galway Pipe. That we're missing because we're used to drinking things like scotch that aren't particularly sweet.
Mm. Most certainly. I suppose in conclusion, something that we didn't drink, that we don't drink much at all of, we got quite wrong.
Yeah.
Who'd have thought it?
Yeah, we were close-ish. But very, very wrong.
But we also never locked it in.
That's right. Except that I was willing to lock in
this first one as the cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was, in fact, the second. It was the one in the middle.
It was definitely not as nice to drink as the last one we had.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. How interesting. Thanks for listening, guys. If you liked what you heard, be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. We are A Good Drop, all about alcohol, on your favorite podcast app, including Stitcher, Spotify, Podbean, Apple's, Google's, and many more.
Yes, you can also find us on the Facebook, Instagram, social media platforms as A Good Drop Podcast.
Hmm. And if you want to check out our giant library of previous episodes, you can jump on our website, agooddrop.com.au, or if you want to send us any comments, questions, feedback, or if you have a favorite port you want us to try, let us know. Send us an email to agooddrop@gmail.com,
and be sure to tune in next time when we talk about New Year's traditions around the world.
There's a few out there.
There are. It's not all champagne.
What? That's the only way to celebrate.
Is it though?
No, it is not. So until then, Cheers.
Cheers.